welcome back to Before You Sleep, where we talk about anime, manga, webtoon, and other awesome stories. And today, I'm going to be talking about Kuroshitsuji, or as the name in English, Black Butler. And I know it's quite old, but the manga is still ongoing and it's just so great. So remember that these reviews have some spoilers, but if you wish to hear about these things without spoilers, you can visit my YouTube channel, Before Sleep. And that's it. Okay, ready? Here we go! So, Kuroshitsuji is a dark, supernatural, and mystery type of story. Basically, our story is set in United Kingdom old times, like with nobles and Queen Victoria around the 19th century. And it's about a little kid from a wealthy family and, well, one night, some people came to their mansion and killed his parents and kidnapped this child to make weird rituals involving sacrifices and things like that. And so this little child, in order to survive, he starts asking for help before he gets killed, and a demon hears him, and so they make a contract. The demon is going to help this child solve the mystery of who killed his family and get revenge. And when this is done, the demon can eat this child's soul. I mean, this demon has been waiting for a long time to find a delicious soul like this one, so it's convenient for him as well. They seal their pact, and so the demon rescues the child from the situation, and from this point on, they're gonna have a lot of mysteries to solve and dangers to overcome. Basically, this is what the story is about. But wait, I forgot to mention that the family of this child used to work for the queen, and the child simply kind of continues doing the same job. So basically, our protagonist is the queen's dog, as they say in the story. It's the one that works for the queen, solving crimes, mysteries, and things of like this type of dark nature and sketchy aspect that are not exactly for the general public or the regular police in some cases. So this means basically our protagonist is in charge of solving things concerning the underground society. And well, we actually have a couple of excellent protagonists. One of them, in one hand, is this child called Ciel, that now is I think like 12 or 13 years old, and he's actually really intelligent, super arrogant, and always tries to act like a mature person, but of course, he has his little spoiled child things. But I mean, this contrast of him trying to get revenge and being so serious while being a 12-year-old kid really creates a complex character from my point of view. Like, as a viewer or a reader, it's really interesting to see this character. It makes you think from time to time, and not only like to the readers, but also to the other characters in the story, because he's supposed to be a little kid, but he has all of this dark personality with such a big desire for revenge. So it's a character that, even though he's really young, has gone through a lot of stuff. And on the other hand, we have our fabulous demon, who is our Black Butler of the story. He's a demon, but since he's going to help Ciel with his revenge, he takes a human form in order to look presentable in the human world. So Ciel named him Sebastian, and Sebastian becomes Ciel's butler and lives with him in the mansion with other four servants that are also really amazing and really, really fun. The point of this butler is that he's kind of like perfect. I mean, he's literally like the perfect butler. He's super handsome, super strong, super intelligent, who also saves Ciel, his master, from whatever problem he gets in. So he's presented basically as this superhuman kind of. And so this is our combination, and it's really great and it's full of sarcastic and dark humor. On the other hand, we also have great secondary characters as well, not only the ones that work at the mansion, which each one of them seems kind of weird, but later on you're gonna realize that actually all of them used to be other stuff, and it's really, really cool to realize that in the manga, so I'm not gonna specify on that, but anyways. We also have other type of characters that are also really good and give a lot of action to the story. So, I mean, think about it. If we have demons like Sebastian, we also are gonna have other type of creatures that are not exactly humans. And in this case, I'm talking about angels of death, who are in charge of recollecting souls from humans when they die. And of course, they hate demons. So, here and there, we are gonna see some confrontations between them. And also, of course, there are gonna be human characters. I mean, most of the characters in this story are humans that appear and are actually really funny, and they brighten up this dark story a lot. Like, even though our main protagonists are super dark and lived in this like dark part of society, all the other characters that are so positive and bright type of characters, they're gonna give a lot of contrast to the story, and so they're gonna create this kind of balance and harmony in the story and between the characters that I think is actually great. And on the other hand, we also have a really dark, mysterious character, maybe the most mysterious of the characters, which is the Undertaker. And he's like, well, he reminds me of a Mad Hatter type of character, but of course a darker version. And well, he's in charge of like building coffins and taking care of corpses. But he knows a lot of secrets concerning the underground society, and that really transforms him into an important character. Ha! So, even though this story gets darker as it advances, it also keeps its jokes and funny moments, but it also have a lot of heavy, dark crimes, kind of dramatic situations as well. It is also full of action and suspense, like a bit of thriller type of story, and is really a fantastic story, especially in the manga. Like, the manga was created by Yana Toboso, and I just loved it so much. I love the character design the most. It's really spectacular. It managed so well, like the proportions, and they are so beautifully made. Also, I love the clothing, like from that time period, is just so splendid. Also, the personalities of our two main protagonists are really well developed. The only little problem I have with the manga is that, again, chapters come out only once a month, so I have to wait a lot to read it, but anyways, that's still okay. On the other hand, we have the anime, so I have to say that I really, really like the animation. I mean, I liked it so much that I went straight to read the manga afterwards. But it's just that the first season of the anime, the second half, does not follow the manga, but it still actually was great. It was really well done from my point of view, and you can kind of make it make sense in order to continue a story, I think. The only problem that I have, like personally, I know a lot of people loved it, but I don't really like the second season they created. It has nothing to do with the manga, but that's not the reason that I didn't like it. It's actually because I just couldn't connect with the story they came up with. Like, it's just not my style of a story, and from my point of view, it just didn't make much sense. But anyways, thankfully, later on, the same studio, which is A1 Pictures, started producing the other parts of the story, the other arcs of the story. They took them separately and they started putting it like into little seasons. So we have out there already like this part of the story about the circus, and this part of the story about a murder case, and the other part about a sheep. So they really created a lot of other animations for the other parts of the story, and I just love them. They were really well done and they are so great to watch. So I really hope that they continue to do the same with the rest of the manga. And of course, Kurashi Tsuji season 1 opening called Monochrome by a band called Seed is so great. Like, the dark concept of it in this kind of a slow rock type of music was really great, and also the animation they created for it was on point. Like, again, they tell you about like what is going to be in this animation, they show you the darkness of it, but they do not show you anything of the story itself, so I think it's great. I just love this opening as well, so I really hope you give it a chance. And so, I really love this Kurashi Tsuji. It's an excellent story. It is really dark and sad as well, but thankfully it has a lot of fun stuff as well, and so it has this contrast between bright moments and dark moments continuously that I consider excellent. And this is it for today's episode. I don't know how this story is going to end, but I'm still looking forward to it, and I hope you do too. I mean, wouldn't you like to have like a butler like that? Heh. Well, I really really like this story, and so I hope you get curious about it, and more than anything, that you enjoy this episode and look forward for the next one. Thank you for listening, and talk to you later! Bye bye!